Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Politeness and courtesy. Other Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that a person sought permission to enter upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learnt of the identity of the person, he said, "He is the worst element of his tribe." However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received him very courteously and spoke pleasantly with him. Other Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "You made unfavorable remarks about the person, yet you were pleasant and polite to him." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, "O Aisha, the worst person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who was avoided by people due to his uncouth and undignified behavior." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "O Aisha, the worst person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who was avoided by people due to his uncouth and undignified behavior." Note, in the light of the above hadith, you should always be polite with all classes of, and types of people. The conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is surely inspirational to all. As Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Moderation in spending is half of subsistence. Moderation in spending is half of risk, and endearing oneself to people is half of intelligence, and intelligent questioning is half of knowledge." Note, no man is an island, and we cannot live in isolation. Maintaining healthy relationships with people is important in life. Conducting oneself in a noble manner is rewarding in the hereafter as well. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal. Subhanallah.